Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Daniels, Brother and Sister, E.P. Healdsburg, California, August 24, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Daniels, Sister Clemens has consulted me only a little too late in regard to means you have persuaded her to invest in Fresno land. First $125, then two, or between two or $300. You write stating to her how much you have paid for the lots which you have purchased for her. You were in want of money, and she withdrew the money from the college to send a draft to you. This little means is all the woman has that she can call her own. Now, Elder Daniels, I do not approve of this kind of work coming from your hands. And how much of this work you purpose to do to obtain money to carry out your plans, I can only conjecture. But I hope you will ere long stop and consider and bind about your plans and pay your debts before you go deeper into any investments. I know perfectly your disposition to invest and go into debt to borrow and serve your own peculiar ideas. And I want you to stop before you involve yourself too strongly, and then you see your situation, you become desperate and will give up the truth. Regarding your planning and management, in which you glory to gain means, of which you boast of making so much and showing your financial ability, I have told you in the name of the Lord that you had not good judgment as a financier. Now that your way has been a straightforward, unselfish course to obtain the money you boast of possessing, $17,000, when you had nothing when you came to Fresno, is not because of your wise economical habits. It is not because you have learned to bind about your inclinations and plan wisely to live within your means. But you have managed to divert from the cause and work of God means dedicated by some to God to carry forward His work. I do not want to hurt you, my brother, but my duty to my brethren, from whom I have withheld the knowledge of your failures, will compel me to give cautions and warnings, not to hurt your soul or your morals by tempting you with gifts or lending you means. Did you not promise me? Incomplete.